Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Now, with autumn upon us, a quick reminder. If you're planning to carve your pumpkin as a subtle yet devastating caricature of the person in your neighborhood you've come to think of as your nemesis, you'll want to begin practicing now. Let's just say my first few attempts at recreating the increasingly casual jawline of Randy Carlyle down the street are showing real promise. But for now, put down that paring knife, sit back, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, greatest warrior in all of Foon, perma-buddy of the Red Queen Mirzia. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 8.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chuck the Talking Badger.
Whoa, Arnie, look at me.
Chun, are you riding
easy,
my horse?
Easy, boy. No, I got Arnie down here.
Oh, what?
Hey, I got my own horse.
Oh, yeah, great. Everybody's doing it.
I got my own chunt-sized horse. You know how typically, with my previous horse dumpster, it was a regular-sized horse. Well, I thought, why not get a chunt-sized horse? So, Arnie, I don't know if you've heard about these things. They're called ponies. And okay. A lot of people seem to think that they're baby horses, but they're not. What they are is a totally different animal.
Okay. And this is your little pony?
This is my little pony. Arnie, thank you so much.
Of course. I'm here to support you. Friendship is magic.
Friendship is magic. A chocolate bar with tits. We both agree. Mm-hmm. Please meet Pretty Tommy Dumpling.
Pretty Tommy Dumpling.
Mm-hmm. This is Pretty Tommy Dumpling. Yes, a deep bow. Thank you, Tommy. Okay. Oh.
And what's this little mark on its rump?
Oh, that, I don't know. I've been trying to get it out. I've been spitting on it and trying to rub it out, but it just does not seem want to go away. It's like an anvil or something? I can't tell.
Okay. Huh.
What do you think that looks like? An anvil?
It does look like an anvil a little bit.
It looks like an anvil.
Huh. Maybe that's the source of its power.
Whatever. Could be the source of the power to be able to stand on two legs. But as you see, Arnie, look down at its feet. Mm-hmm. Ponies are like horses, but they have human feet.
Huh. Yeah, that's terrifying. This is, like, really cute, and then you look down, and you're like, you know what I gotta say, though? How many times has that happened? Some cute, and then the feet are a deal-breaker.
Yeah, and I apologize. I did put your shoes on him, just because you typically don't wear them around the tavern.
I know. You know, honestly, give it 5 more years, I'm just gonna be hanging out naked in this place.
Whoa! Promise? Wink, wink. Nudge.
Now, Chun, am I wrong, or have we collectively lost so many horses over the last 8 years?
Honestly, I have lost count. It feels like I have a horse, and then we go do something, and I go, where's my horse? And I can't remember. I tied it up somewhere, perhaps, or I don't know. Maybe it got eaten by something, carried away. Hawks will take a lot of horses.
Yeah. Although, in our defense, over the last 8.5 years, we have gone to at least 4 or 5 locations, so...
Oh, yeah.
So many ways that we could have, like, lost our horses along the way.
I will say the most tragic was when you and I were sharing that real, like, that family-sized horse, and we got stuck in quicksand. But it was just, like, the horse was, like,
I want to say like half an inch in the quicksand, and we just abandoned it. And it it seemed like it wasn't sinking, but we just kind of gave up on it. That was so sad.
We could have played that better. Speaking of playing it better, I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fianyak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known throughout the Northeast as Gaswanius Maystar. And there may be other secret names finding their way to the end of Arnie's introduction. I loved that, Arnie. The way you introduced yourself.
Oh, that, yeah, you know, I...
You're starting to get some titles and some names. True. Some names of great power.
I am the greatest warrior in all of Foon, and I am, you know, although I don't follow the Red Queen Mirzia, we have a sort of agreement that if I come across a pin of power, I will try to let them know so that they can banish all restaurants and taverns in Foon.
Arnie, if you get 6 or 7 more titles behind your name, you and I can be friends.
Ooh. Yeah.
That sounds like a threat.
And Arnie, 6 or 7 more titles, and you can start applying for jobs.
Oh.
Because you need work experience. Here in Foon, you do need a lot of work experience, but it sucks because it's like, how do you get the experience until you get a job? So it's sort of like a, I don't know, sort of like an Ouroboros, like, you know, a snake eating its own ass.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take a chance on both of you and allow you to work at the Wizard's Choice Awards, which are coming up. Because we'll need all hands on deck to make sure that that event is the most fantastical wizard event that has ever existed. Arnie, I'm a little concerned. I made a promise last week that to Spintax that I would reveal how I managed to defeat the true death, and I...
I know, and that's just a total bullshit lie.
I know!
Speaking of all hands on deck, this guy over here seems to have his paws all over pretty Tommy Dumpling. Excuse me, sir, get your mitts off my pony.
Hey, don't call me sir, man. I work for a living. What's up, man?
Hey, well, Arnie, this guy seems more laid back than I thought he was going to be confrontational, but he's super cool.
Hey, you guys know me, man. It's Skeek, bro.
Skeek.
Yeah, man. I hang out here all the time, man. I'm trying to get a bar back job, but... They're not, I guess they're not hiring or whatever, but anyway, you guys doing your thing?
Yeah, we do that thing where we talk into these magic sticks.
Oh,
Skeek,
cool.
Have we actually met?
Yeah, we've met, man. I'm all here all the time. You were in the bathroom, and I was like, I know how people love to talk while they're taking a pee, right? So I was just like, take the chance, get up there, and...
That's right. As I remember, you got really close to me.
Oh, really close, really close. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I'm here pretty much every night. I got kicked out for a while. I got into some trouble.
Skeek, what happened? What did you do?
What sort of trouble?
I don't even remember. I was fucked up, man. I was fucked up. I was, like, deep in my cups.
Yes.
But you guys are... I know about you guys.
Well, come and crush a cup with us this evening, Skeek.
I'll crush a bunch. Lucy, Oosie, give it up, man. Up high. Let me get up in that sleeve, bro.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Put his fingers up your wizard sleeve.
Oh, delightful.
Deep in there. Chunt.
His hand came back a different color.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, part of being a magical person.
Ooh. Yeah. Smells like a mermaid, man.
Oh, shit. Is there a mermaid in there?
Chunt, what's up, dude?
Hey, Skeek.
We've hung out.
Maybe.
Remember, you were taking a shit, and I went up to one of the stalls, and I offered you some of that Gandalf dust, and you were like, I don't do that shit. And I'm like, okay, me neither, and then I did it.
That does sound right. And actually, I feel like maybe, I don't know, 6 years ago, this guy had a show called Skeek of the Week, where he would get up on stage and he was just drunk and would like kind of barf and pass out.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I kept doing it enough. And they were like, you guys have a problem. And I'm like, no, it's a show.
They just didn't get it. Okay.
They didn't get it, man. I mean,
Skeek.
Yeah, Skeek, okay. The one and only. You know me. I'm a half ogre, half centaur.
Oh.
Yeah.
Also, Arnie, have we told you about gland elf dust?
No.
You take the gland of an elf. And you put it in a mortar and pestle.
Okay.
And grind it down.
Seems like a lot
and
of
it becomes
already.
Well, yeah, but it's almost like a sweet salt.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, and you put it up whenever whatever air hole you want, and then you're good to go, man.
You seem to have a lot of air holes. I don't mean to comment on your physical appearance too much, but
oh, go for it, man. I love it. I love being I love the people commenting on me. I was like, any attention's good attention, you know.
Oh, I agree completely.
Yeah,
I would do anything for attention.
Oh, well, I'm your man. Hey, dude. You think you could get me into those Wizard Choice Awards? I heard it's going to be pretty rad.
Ooh. Oh, well, Skeek, I don't know you particularly well, but we are looking for seat fillers. Do you think you could perhaps fill a seat when a wizard is up singing a song or accepting an award?
I don't know. I'd probably have to drink some coffee first, or probably depends on what I ate that day.
Okay. So you think you could fill a seat just if people weren't vacating that seat?
I'll do it on him. I'll do it next to him. Whatever, as long as I can get in there.
Guys, does he think that the job is to shit in a seat?
Seat filler.
Oh, right? No.
I'm not going to fill it with my piss.
Never mind.
Piss is not as thick as it used
Arnie,
to be.
Arnie, come on. This guy met you at the toilet, met me on the shitter. Of course. Of course he thinks he's going to fill the seat with shit.
Fine. We won't have a seat filler. We do need a urinal greeter, though.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I can do that. Okay.
So just when wizards are at the urinal, the trough, filled with straw and ice, just go up and, you know, make yourself welcome. Introduce yourself, you know, chat
with
him.
Am I in the trough? Am I like, is it like a...
Yeah, sure, if you want to be. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, but man, all those heavy hitters, I mean, all the big wizards are going to be there, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be Spintax, Genlevia, Blorth the Brown, of course, myself.
Tim Tam the Teal.
Tim Tam the Teal.
Yeah, and I just gotta chime in to say, Skeek, I'm not a wizard, I'm a shapeshifter, but it is a classy event, so mouth closed. When you're in the...
Oh, yeah. Totally. But yeah. I can't, you know, I do have a lot of air holes, so something's going to get in somewhere.
That's true.
Yeah, so are you, what is all this? What are you?
Oh, like I said, I'm half ogre, half ogre, centaur. Half, okay.
My dad was
a centaur, my mom was a size queen, you know. Yeah. But I'm from out here, you know. I didn't end up in Nibblebottom like a lot of people. I'm of this place.
You're like a townie.
Yeah. Oh. Hell yeah. Yeah, man.
Oh.
Yeah. I lived in the burnt forest for a long time. Those were my first couple years of my life. I lived in the.
It's a very dangerous place. How did your family survive there?
Oh, they didn't. They didn't.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's fine, man. You know, give me a lot of stories. A lot of stories.
Okay.
I'm sure it did, yes.
I gotta say, for someone who lived in the burned forest and it's fairly warm right now, you are wearing such heavy clothes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got a bunch of oozing sores under here. You want to see? Hold on, let me take this off.
No. Oh, please.
You can almost hear the clothes having to be peeled off of those sores.
Yeah, there's some stickers in there for sure.
Do you mind if I take a whiff?
Oh, please.
Necrotic.
Oh, I forgot, Arnie. Usador is a ooze sommelier. I bet he can get it down to the region.
Pear, Fingarian. Yes. Well, this is quite an impressive array of sores you've gathered for yourself.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. That coming from you, that says a lot.
If you need any salves or some Morglorp, if you're tired of that Glandelf, I've got some Morglorp that might help with that.
No shit.
Yeah, I can hook you up.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Do you want to meet in the bathrooms?
Stuff going on down in the bathrooms.
They're both facing front, but backing into the bathroom. They should at least be facing each other, right? This looks so suspicious. Well,
we're really stuck in the doorway. We're stuck in the doorway. Hold on.
Yeah, of course. You're standing abreast. Oh, what?
Squeeze.
Okay.
My sores are stuck on there.
I'm going to catch that for sure.
Well, Arnie, while that deal goes down, why don't we just take a quick break and we'll come back and see if we can remember more about Skeek.
Yeah. Are we sure we met him?
I think so.
So many people come up to me in the bathroom.
There's so many townies.
I'm feeling very wealthy and want to treat all my friends to a drink at the bar. Ani, what can I get you from the bar?
I'll have a red potion.
Nope. Chunt?
I'll do King's juice.
Great. Skeek, what would you like?
Oh, you know what? I'll have some dragon pudding.
Oh, what a good idea.
Actually, make that two dragon puddings.
I think I'll also have a dragon pudding. Ani, do you want a dragon pudding?
Is it poop?
Come on.
I'll be right back. Four dragon puddings.
Okay, I'm gonna discover it's poop, aren't I?
Ari, I wanted to ask you, you're a human, right?
Yeah, I'm from another world. I know, yeah. Which makes me pretty interesting.
Dude, what's that like?
Well, you know what? It's similar to this world in some ways. It's sort of disorienting. I guess if you've spent your whole life in this general area, I can't even use like a good metaphor for like moving to a different town. How do I relate to you?
Is it true that there are opposite sexes where you are?
I guess I could quibble with the opposite of it all. There are different genders, but that happens here.
Yeah, Skeez,
well.
We have that here, actually.
Oh, okay. Oh, what do you do? Like, what do you, with your trunk nose, where do you stick it?
Well, I mean, do you mean my penis?
Yeah, sure. I wasn't sure what you, you call them the same thing. There's like so much to. We're like brothers, basically. Yeah. What do you? You like? What's it like? I'm always wondering what like different kinds of, fucking is like.
Yeah. Huh. I've never been on the other side of this. I feel like
I have never been more prepped for a conversation. Put me in, coach. Put me
you
in,
little
coach.
Dirty monster.
Oh yeah, I'm a shapeshifter, as you probably know from our last meeting. Skeek, where do I start? As a bird, when I've shifted into a bird, the cloaca. Okay, so picture like a thin sheet of metal over your genitals, and then the sun starts to warm it, and it sort of melts to the curvature of your genitals, right? And then someone sort of rubs their hand in a circular motion over it. That's what it feels like. To have a cloaca, yes.
Sounds super non-sexual.
Yeah, it was rough. It was very bad. Very, very bad. Yeah. It hurt a lot. I might have been doing cloacas wrong.
You lost me a thin sheet of metal, I've got to say.
Well, real thin. Real thin. Like a wrapper.
You like a thick piece of metal? Like a thick, rusty piece of metal? What are you into?
Yeah, Arnie, you like thick metal?
I guess I don't really like metal. It's just so strange. Like, I feel like I so casually ask magical creatures all kinds of very personal questions, but when I get asked these questions, I don't know how to answer them.
Dragon pudding.
But you must be getting tail left and right down here. I mean, people are so curious.
Dragon
you
pudding.
Must be.
Dragon pudding for everyone.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This smells weird.
None of us are going to work tomorrow, right?
I don't work.
Oh, maybe I'm a wizard too, because I barely work.
Skeek, what do you do when you do work?
You know, I clean shit up around here for free drinks. I just do odd jobs here and there. You know, I'll do like after a battle, I'll like haul corpses out.
Sure. Nice. Am I right in remembering? I feel like I have it's a foggy memory coming back to me. Were you working on like the next great Funian novel?
Oh boy. Yeah, in another life, basically. Yeah. They say to write what you know, and I did that, and it turns out that was a bad idea. Everybody thought it was disgusting. You might know, in your world, have you heard of a guy called the Marquis de Sade?
Yeah.
They said that my work was analogous to that.
Huh, Arnie, I should say... Since we've been to Earth, I've really been spreading the word about that guy. He was wild. I apologize.
Wow, you watch one documentary on A&E, and you come back, and that's all you talk about.
Skeek, do you have a copy we could read?
I mean, I happen to have a manuscript right here in this leather satchel. I don't know. You want to read it right now?
I'd love to read it, since I am a great and powerful wizard. I can read it, but in the blink of an eye.
Oh, cool. All right. Well.
Well, Skeek, I don't know. Look, I definitely
I'm nervous. I'm going to start pounding this dragon pudding.
I definitely can read, but do you mind reading a passage or two to me?
Sounds like you can't read, bro.
No, I can't.
It does sound like totally that, doesn't it?
Why would you say I definitely can't? That's a weird way to start a sentence.
Right?
Can't do math, can't read.
Yeah, I can.
I'm going to flip through it real fast, and then you can read a passage.
I'm so nervous.
Oh, his eyes are watering. Oh, he's... Oh, come on. All over Pretty Tommy Dumpling. Come on.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Wow. That means a lot. You know, honestly, after it got rejected, that's when I started hitting the grog really hard. You've kind of given me some inspiration that maybe I should try to get my shit together and keep writing. I don't know.
Oh no. The extra-dimensional mind of a wizard can handle what you've written. Mere mortals will be very disturbed. Just to prove it, read a passage for Arnie.
Okay.
Wait, he's lighting a candle.
Watching my mother fuck that horse made me realize that I miss my dad. Sure, it was a real horse and not half man or anything.
Yeah.
But that thick, brown pole ramming in and out of her while she made deep eye contact with me just made me miss the man I never really knew. The sun set like two broken goose eggs over the horizon.
That's actually kind of beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. There's 30 pages of the description of the sun setting.
Yeah, you started where you started.
Right, yeah.
Arnie, that was akin to... Remember on Earth you made me read Proust?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very akin to that. Just a lot of pages on just beautiful descriptions.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, pardon me for a second, Skeek, that was one of our worst adventures.
Yeah.
When Arnie made you read Proust, I hated that.
I am so glad... Hey, here's what I'll say. Loved reading it. I'm so glad that episode got corrupted. Right?
Yeah.
That the audio didn't work out.
If I can save that audio, we can have you reading all of Proust on the Patreon.
It was 3 hours of the three of us reading to each other. I mean, insane. But Skeek, that maybe, I mean, I know nothing about literature, but maybe expound upon that one description, because that was gorgeous.
Oh, okay. I could just try to riff. The penis looked like it could belong to a man, but no.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
It was attached to a horse.
Yeah, sorry. I should have explained. I should have said which description.
The head would look like a regular head, but it had no balls.
Okay. I mean, now I'm starting to come around.
Right? There's something beautiful about how hideous it is. That's why my great wizardly mind that can reach and view other dimensions while I sit here talking with you at this table, I get it.
Yeah, thank you, man. I really appreciate it. And I gotta say, hanging with you guys, this is better than I ever imagined.
I know you're going to be busy in the piss trough at the Wizard's Choice Awards, but if you have a few moments... Maybe you can read a passage to the wizards at the event?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Sure, yeah. If you'd like.
Dude, I will do anything to get close to those guys. I mean, that would be amazing. Yeah.
It will pay you one extra gold piece to do that.
I have to pay you or you pay me?
Yes, you pay us.
Okay, all right. Oh, you know what? I'm friends with a grave robber. I can do it. Yeah.
You know Derek, the grave robber?
Oh, Derek's my homie, man. I've known him a long time. And he fucking owes me. He knows what for. I'm not going to say, but he knows.
Probably from stealing from a grave of someone you love, I assume.
Let's just say he's got a horse-sized cock ring that is rightfully mine.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Huh.
It's rightfully yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want it back?
I do, but, you know... It's he and I live by a code, so I can't.
It's the right of every child to have every item that their parent was buried with.
Yes. And like most cock rings, it's been in my family for generations.
Of course.
Sure. You know. Something sweet about that.
Yeah. Mm.
Skeek, it's interesting. I've seen your type around to some degree. Just people who feel like they've been in this town forever, kind of never left. You said you
we're in the burning forest for a while, or the burn forest. Have you been able to travel anywhere else? Have you seen the rest of the world, or just kind of stayed here?
No fucking way. I've never even been in into the main part of Foon.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bottom Foon and bottom bread.
Exactly, exactly.
Never like a vacation?
I keep it real. No. Vacation? No way, man. Are you kidding? I've been... No time for vacation. You know what I do? When the hunchbacks have their convention, I scrub hunchbacks when they're here, mm-hmm. when they go over to the hot springs. I feel like we got everything here that we need, you know? Why would I ever leave? That's like, I'm true to the hood. Yeah, so is Derek the Grave Robber.
Yeah, nothing wrong with taking pride in your town, you know?
Yeah, heck yeah, man.
You do have a beautiful mountain here, though it is unnamed. Not maybe as beautiful as the ranges of Fingaria and beautiful hot springs, you said, but it's nothing like the beautiful lake, and there's nothing quite as majestic as the cathedrals and architecture of Northeastia, but you're perfectly happy to stay in Nibblebottom and never see those things. Don't you ever feel like there's a fist that's grabbed hold of thine heart and begins to crush it from the fear that you shall miss out on something?
Dude, let go of my arm, man.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
You were feeling that dragon pudding, huh?
Ooh, yeah, it's really getting to me.
Whoa. No, man. Hey, we've got strip shoppies. We've got all the things that I've heard about all those places that you mentioned, but as far as I'm concerned, you know, we've got why go out to see just a bigger version of the thing you have here.
Arnie, have you ever been over to the strip shoppies?
No, I've been curious though.
Well, it's perfect. It's a wonderful evening if you want to say renew your license, mm-hmm. and then get a burrito.
Yeah, okay. There's a gnome stop over there.
Yeah. There's a gnome stop
you
for
can,
sure.
Kind of trade in your used gnomes for actually very little value.
We used to hang out there all the time when we were kids. That was the place. The strip shoppy was like, that was the place.
Seems like a lot of teens hang out behind the strip shoppy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I get that too. Maybe like 10 or 12 years ago, didn't the strip shoppy here have a cold, sort of a cold stone?
It did. It did.
A lot of kids would lay on to just kind of cool off.
Yeah, we would just chill out there, no pun intended, and until the cops came and would bust it up.
No, constabulary.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there anywhere in the strip shoppy where I can just buy some scratchers?
Yeah, you can definitely ask a lot of people there to scratch you, and they'll usually do it for money. Yeah.
Dick's Sporting Claws is a good place for that.
Dick's Sporting Claws, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're evading the question. Have you fucked a lot of beasts down here?
You know what? I've actually.
And I can call Matt because I am half one.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, of course. No, I've mostly stayed pretty celibate in my time here, and it's really, in a way, it's gotten me to be very present, and in other ways it's made me go slowly crazy over 8.5 years.
Yeah, I would think so. What are you like, too good to fuck our beasts?
Arnie let go of his arm.
Never thought of that.
Sorry.
Huh? Are you?
I'm just a little stressed out. Maybe I don't know, maybe it's time that I fuck a beast or something. I don't know.
Yeah, clearly it is, dude.
And you have to think about the greatest warrior before you, Arnor, who seduced the great beast of Karath.
How'd that go?
He did it. It's one of his many feats.
The great beast?
Yeah, the great beast of Karath.
Yeah, it's a 10, like top tier.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, top tier beast and a 10.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Hubba, hubba, hubba. What a beast.
Yes.
What are you all looking for in a beast?
Oh, you know, tentacles.
Yeah,
okay. But you don't want it, but like some side tentacle.
Yeah, okay. I'd say aquatic up top, mammal on the bottom. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Oh, like reverse mermaid.
Yes, thank you.
Yes,
reptile on the back. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I think that's pretty good. Huh. How about you, Skeek?
Just somebody I can connect with emotionally.
Oh shit! Fuck! Damn it! Fuck!
Yeah. I want a beast that's DTF, dangerous, terrifying, and frightening.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay, I get that.
I like that you love helpfully redundant acronyms.
How else will I know? If I just say it's dangerous, then I will be like, well, I can probably handle it if it's dangerous. If it's dangerous and terrifying and frightening, I'll stay away.
You're like, oh, but I need a way to remember these in exactly this order.
Yeah.
DTF.
They say a lot of wizards, like very powerful mages, you know, in the bedroom, they like to kind of relinquish control. So, you know, they like someone who will step on their globes or whatever that is. What do you call those things? Globes? Orbs.
Orbs?
What do you call those?
You mean like someone who will really grab my orbs and just give them a squeeze?
Yeah, those balls you look into. What are those things called?
Crystal ball?
Yeah. Couldn't think of the word. It was just ball the whole time.
Well, we got there.
Well, people just don't like to talk about crystal balls in polite society, I guess. But maybe we should. Maybe we should.
That ain't us, man, right?
Yeah,
no way.
Like, you guys want to show? Can we see them?
You want to see? I mean, we're having dragon pudding, so we might as well show each other our balls.
Yeah, we all, We all wonder. Okay, let me turn around.
Mine are kind of out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chuntsaro is out.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Skeek is turning around and bending over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa. Pretty impressive, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
I put those googly eyes on. Those are... That's not
natural.
How he came.
Oh, okay. I was... I'm still impressed, but slightly less so.
Thank you.
I'll just pull my robe up over my head.
Whoa. Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
I always forget how muscly you are under there.
I know, right?
Dude. Jacked wizard in the house. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Oh, on how on earth they desire to paint me on the sides of their vernacular vehicles.
Well, I guess, you know, I feel like I'm not as free-spirited as the three of you, but here I'll just, like, dip one of my testicles out of my pocket.
Gentlemen. let's get a monocle for it.
Ooh. Okay,
there you go.
Ooh, that was worse.
Holy shit. What do you keep in that thing?
You know what? I don't know. Like, I feel like in school they told me, but I don't exactly know what's in there.
You should know.
Isn't it just, like, liquid? I don't know. I have no idea.
Hold on, let me see.
Huh? Ow.
Oh. I don't know what this is.
Okay, you can let go.
Okay. You got me, man. I don't know what that is.
It's the most physical contact I've had in a long time.
Thank God 3 years ago, Usador made us all fake genitalia to put over our real genitalia, just in case this very thing happened. Thanks,
Usador. It's been awkward wearing that this whole time, but now, you know what? You were right.
Yeah. I've nibbled mine a few times, and the Usador's had to replace it.
Yeah.
So, Skeek, you mentioned wanting to, you know, possibly be a barback. Do you make any sort of special cocktail, or is there any sort of local drink that we haven't had besides dragon pudding? Because these rip. These dragon puddings rip.
Have you guys ever had Nymph Mist?
No.
Oh, dude, Nymph Mist is what we used to have all the time when we were kids. You take a little bit of the tears of a nymph.
Okay. Sure.
A little bit of fermented tuber.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you get just a little bit of lysergic diacetid. Okay. And you put that in there, and it's really good. It's really good.
I love lysergic diacetid.
Yeah.
My one problem, all those ingredients are easy, but where am I going to get a tuber?
I mean...
Lazy River?
Yeah, Lazy River's got good tubers.
Okay.
They got good tubers.
Sir, say Nymph Mist 10 times fast. Go. Beast Knight.
Beast Knight.
Beast Knight.
Beast Knight.
Skeez, I gotta say, when you first were kind of, you know, I don't know, 30 minutes ago or whatever, when you kind of were like coming up to us, I was kind of skeezed out, but I feel like now...
I'm a creep, right?
I'm skeezed in, like I feel
like... That's what I tell people. Yeah. I'm a fun creep.
I don't know if I'm going to remember tonight after having a dragon pudding, but I think you should be our new best friend.
Skeek. Fuck. Yes. Skeek.
Fuck.
Yes. Fuck. Yes. Let me throw
this
shirt.
No. Oh.
Well, I don't know if we need to be trashing the place, but, well, fuck it. Who cares? You're the greatest warrior in Foon now, technically. Why don't you just build a new chair as one of your great feats?
You need to start doing some great feats.
Okay, chill out a little bit, sir.
You have to do some great feats.
Whoa, hey, stop poking me in the chest, man.
I'll poke you wherever I want.
Okay, let's take a quick break, and I'll start trying to rebuild this chair.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so... Oh, you, sir, thank you for making us some soberitas. I feel so much better. That was awful. Skeek, that was awful. Those drinks fucked us up.
Yeah, man, you should never drink dragon pudding. That shit's bad news.
Terrible.
Why did you... Oh, man. Yeah, this...
Well, Isidore got me all fucking jacked up in the bathroom.
Yeah, it sounded good at the time. And yeah. Then I just...
Man, I never learned my lesson. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's not funny. It's more sad.
Hey, guys, it's been about 3 days, but I finally finished making this chair.
Oh, it's been 3 days?
Yeah.
So you just sit on one piece of wood?
Yeah. I tried a lot of different things, and then I was like, how do I even connect to these pieces? So eventually I just threw away most of the pieces of the chair, and this part technically is a chair.
Okay.
Dude, am I remembering right? Arnie, did you show us your balls, dude?
Oh.
Hold on. To be clear, I showed you guys one of my balls.
Why would you do that?
I don't care. That's totally inappropriate, man.
Well, wait a second. I saw everybody showed some of their stuff.
No. What?
Excuse me?
Shit.
I mean, Chunt can't help it. He's not wearing anything.
Yeah. I would never. I have some respect. I'm an author, dude.
Chunt, would you like to wear something sometime? Should we get you a little vest or a little hat?
See, those things aren't going to solve the problem.
No, you know what? I'm tired of the world seeing everything. I will take a vest and a hat.
Vest and a hat.
That way, I keep some of my mystery.
Okay. Yeah, I like it. Eroth, Tela, Kala, Shala, Thala, Hala. Bing. There you go. A vest and a hat.
Oh.
Magically conjured from the realms of Ephesius by the goddess's wishes.
Oh, this hat makes me feel so smart in the vest. I feel so, In Search of Lost Time by Marcel Proust. Oh, Arnie, I think I remember the whole book.
Okay, well, just start reciting it.
I would, but last time we lost the audio, so I don't want to curse us again, but I feel pretty confident I have the whole thing memorized.
Three words that are in it. They don't even have to be the first three.
Search Lost Time, I want to say.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Touché.
Skeek, I'm so sorry we all got so terribly drunk together here at the tavern tonight. I guess 3 days ago.
Hey, yeah. Just another hump day for me, man.
Yeah, and I want to apologize that my friend Arnie said at one point that you were walking like the guy from the Jamiroquai video. I don't know what that means, and it felt felt rude.
Yeah, well, luckily I don't remember it, but I'm just psyched because now I'm your roommate. This is fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, just so you know, since we're sober now, rent is due at the beginning of each month. It's 70 gold pieces. We've been splitting it three ways so far.
I figured it was like ogre rules, you know? Like,
What are ogre rules?
If you invite an ogre over to spend the night, they live there. Huh. They're a guest.
Well, but you're half centaur, so you pay your part of the rent.
Well, I mean, but honestly, I'm mostly ogre.
What are centaur rules?
Well, they're very prideful. Honestly, I was never that close to my dad, I think, as I told you guys. Yeah. So that's a whole part of my culture that I just don't have access to.
You just got to get that cock ring back. And
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Arnie, why'd you bring that up?
I don't know.
I don't remember inviting Skeek over.
No,
did
he's right.
Invite Skeek over?
He's fucking right, man. I got to get that cock ring back, be close to my dad. Fuck.
Did Derek sell it to somebody? Or does he still have it?
I don't know, man. I don't know. He won't tell me. He won't fucking tell me. Oh, shit.
Is Derek the guy with that giant gold headband that he wears all the time?
Yeah, that's him. He's the body snatcher, the grave digger, grave robber. He's got that gold hit. Wait a minute. Do you think that headband's my dad's cock ring?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Could.
Everyone knows it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone says.
Oh, fuck. You guys have to help me kill Derek.
What? Just take it off his head.
No, no, no. You guys have to help me avenge my father. Come on, ogre rules, man. Ogre rules.
No, ogre rules don't apply to us. Do they?
We're best friends now. Didn't you say last night, I have this memory, you say we're best friends.
Yeah, I probably said that.
Oh,
I
shit. Said that. Oh, guys, I just looked down. The bottom of my tummy is shaved, and we got tattoos that said beast friends.
Oh, is yeah.
That, was that just me? Tell me that wasn't just me.
No.
Yeah, I've got one here.
Huh. It's wild. I'm experiencing zero FOMO about this.
I have a crease in my tummy, so it says bat. Bat Fred.
Bat Fred?
Yeah.
Double creases?
Yeah.
You know Bat Fred?
I don't know them. I used to see their couple of their shows before they were huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
This happens so often lately where we need to kill someone that our guest is displeased with.
I'll help kill somebody you guys want to help kill.
Okay. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking. That's capitalism.
Guys, all right. Very well, then.
Who do we want to kill? We don't want to kill anyone, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, is there anyone? Name one person.
We said a bunch
of
people.
Nobody you
want to
kill. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to defeat evil in all its many forms. It's our whole purpose. If there's someone evil and you kill them, we'll call it even.
Me?
Yeah, if you kill someone evil, we'll call it even.
Okay. Who? Who is this? What are we talking about?
I don't know, like Baron Ragoon or...
Baron Ragoon?
Yeah, or Dr. Cold or...
Okay.
Dr. Cold? Who's Dr. Cold?
You know, the ice villain?
No.
Yeah, we've talked about this for sure.
Okay, I will say the only way I know how to kill is to push a giant boulder onto somebody. So if you can get them under...
Ooh, okay.
I don't know, maybe you go to Shadow Valley or Shadow Gorge.
Mm.
I can.
Well,
I can,
which one? Shadow Valley or Shadow Gorge?
Let's do Gorge. Gorge is going to be steeper. Is less, you know, less margin of error.
Okay. Now that Skeek says that, I feel like this is our opportunity to kill Roger Softhead. Remember Roger Softhead?
Okay. Oh yeah, I hate Roger Softhead.
Impenetrable armor.
Give him a tight hat. He'll be dead in a second.
Impenetrable armor, except for the top of his head. But he's like 8'9" or something.
Yeah. It's tough to get a hat up there. Might be able to push a boulder on him, though.
Oh, yeah, I'd do that.
Okay. Well,
hell yeah.
Here's what we'll do. I'll get him to the bottom of Shadow Gorge.
Okay.
Then I'll send a raven to you. And as soon as you get that raven, get over to the gorge, because I'm not going to be able to keep him there that long. I'll have to come up with some excuse.
Why wouldn't I be at the gorge already?
Well,
Get him there, and what do you do while he's waiting for the raven to get me?
I'm with Skeek.
I don't know when I'm going to get him there. I don't know how I'm going to get him there in the first place.
Yeah, but I mean, call the raven as soon as you get him, and we know about how long.
Okay.
Wait. Guys, user, Arnie, psst, hey, psst, come here.
What is it? What do you know?
No, Skeek, get out of here. I think we're getting bogged down by a townie.
Yeah, just because he wants to get us into fights and try to kill a guy?
Yes, get us drunk, get us into fights, hoot and holler, break chairs.
You guys mind if I clog your toilet?
At least he's honest. We gotta cut ties with this guy. We gotta cut ties.
Are you? I don't know. No one's ever wanted to be my best friend before, except for Appel's Fuels, and I haven't seen him in years.
Yeah.
Hey, can you guys come sing to me? It's the only way I can shit.
Oh, that actually breaks my heart.
I'll be right back.
Oh, great. Usador gets to do it. Now the two of us are left out of this whole singing thing.
Yeah. We can't even harmonize with them.
It could have been a great, like, 3-minute baby moment where we sort of sing to him through the door.
Can you guys come here? He wants us to harmonize.
Okay.
Yes. Arnie, I'm up here.
What's that? By the bathroom.
I'm right here.
Okay. And one, and two, and three, and four, and five, and six, and seven, and eight, and nine, and ten, and 11.
Huh? Are you just singing numbers?
Yeah.
Hey man, dragons come out of the cave. Can we get this moving?
Okay.
You sing a song.
Very well. Goddesses love thee, goddesses love thee, the goddesses
the most
love thee
song I've ever heard.
All day long. The goddesses love thee, the goddesses love thee,
the
goddesses love thee all day long.
I didn't drink enough water. These are pretty dry. Guys.
You need something peppy, all right? Poop,
okay.
There it is. Poop, there it is.
Poop, there it is.
Okay, no, stop now. Stop now. I don't want to drink too much.
Okay.
No, you guys got to stop.
Stop. Everyone stop.
Okay.
Oh. Ooh. Wait, what the fuck?
Look what's in here.
I prefer not to.
An egg?
It's my dad's cock ring.
What?
What?
Derek must have fed it to you while we were on our bender.
Hold on. I'm just trying to...
Don't
did
make
you
this,
shit it out or was it already there and you
don't
shit on
make
top
this
of it?
Arnie?
I have found something beautiful. Don't sully this.
Don't ruin it, Arnie.
Who cares how my dad's cock ring?
This is just like... This is just like Proust.
Who cares how
Arnie,
it got
it's
there?
Like we never lost the audio. Just like Proust.
This whole episode is beat by beat that one Proust novel. You know the one.
In Search of Lost Time.
Yeah.
Speaking of great masterpieces, I think, do we have an email to read?
Oh, yeah. Skeek, do you mind if I read it? Please, gush and fawn over your new reunion. Here's an email sent to chunt@gmail.com. Of course, that's chunt with six T's. This is from Edward Moline. Usador's Dead Horses. Hi, Chunt, Arnie, and Usador. I'm a big fan of the podcast, but I had a question that always bugged me from the early days. I was going to leave it, but the subject of the question came up for the first time in years, so I thought I'd take the opportunity to quench my curiosity. That's a good phrase, quench my curiosity. In a recent podcast, you mentioned Jeremiah, King of the Horses, who you used to be friends with until he kicked you out of the insane Crown Posse by not inviting you to a party, etc. We don't need to relive that awful history. Around the same time, Usador was killing a lot of horses to watch games of mittens. Usador, is that right?
Well, you have to kill evil horses to get the horse's blood to watch a game of mittens. Yes, that's true. That's one way to watch a game of mittens. You can also pop and lock.
Do you think
go to the game live.
That's what we should have. Do you think all these horse murders are why Jeremiah kicked you out of the insane Crown Posse?
Well, I mean, they're evil horses. I don't murder regular horses. I murder evil horses.
Okay.
But, I mean, he might be mad about that still. I mean, he's still the king of all horses, evil
sure.
or not.
Huh.
I've had lots of, you know, Grimhoof, the fifth fastest horse in Foon. It's a great friend of mine, still, to this very day.
Speaking of horses, Chunt, where did our horses go that we had 3 days ago?
Yeah, where's Algebra?
Yeah, where's Algebra? Where's...
Oh, boy.
Your little pony.
I don't know. Arnie, we did it again. We just did it again.
We just had them.
Oh, Skeek. Skeek, you motherfucker. Fuck you. You made
us lose
our horses.
What?
You made us lose our horses.
Hey, man. I'm not going to take any responsibility for that.
Look, you're not taking responsibility for anything.
Are
Get
you
out.
Looking through our stuff? Look, were you just going through our stuff, Skeek?
Huh?
Look in the toilet. There's a little patch of skin with an anvil on it.
No. That was there. That definitely I shoved up my butt.
Pretty Tommy dumplings. Oh, no.
I gotta come clean, guys. When you all passed out, I was super hungry, and there was nothing to eat. And I know it sounds weird, but the ogre part of me loves horse meat.
Skeek, I would say it sounds weird, but my friend, over the past 8 years, anytime I've introduced a character, it's been killed immediately. So, this is just par for the course.
Wasn't me this time. Except for the fact that I was the one that noticed what was
yes,
in the toilet.
Yes, Artie. Yes.
Oh, no.
Well, Skeek, I'm sorry, but I suppose we'll see you around the bar.
Oh, but I'll see you at the Wizard's Choice Awards, right?
Oh, absolutely. We still need you to pay us to work there.
Oh, right. And I get to lay in that trough.
Yeah.
Do you have to lay down? I have to lay down.
Okay. Dude, why are you trying to yuck my yum all the time?
Sorry. No, fair.
Humans, huh?
I know. They're really kind of boring.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you at the Wizard's Choice Awards, where you'll be working in the trough and hopefully doing a reading for us.
Yeah. You guys have inspired me to get back to my writing.
Wonderful. It was all worth it. In the end,
good defeated evil in all its forms. For today, we've inspired a writer to create...
Oh, wait, Arnie, there's our horses. They just bumped into Skeek.
Oh.
Ah, they're fine.
What did I eat?
Huh. He must have eaten some of those, I want to say, inbeefables. In, what were those called? You know, Spintax's thing.
Oh, Spintax's Inconceiva beef?
Yes, you know, the logo for the packaging is a little anvil.
Okay.
So our horses are fine, Arnie.
Okay, good.
You relieved?
I am.
Good.
Just let's try really hard to not forget they exist before next week.
I think this is where, if this was the internet, I would write Ron Howard voice, they forgot they existed by next week. Am I doing that right? I currently only use the internet to send Harry and David fruit boxes to randomly chosen names. To keep everyone on their guard. Nothing unsettles a person like an unexpected anonymous crate of pears. Use It or the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Ugh. Oh, my dear, please excuse that involuntary sound made in reaction to Matt Young's performance. Jump the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Yeah. Oh, there I go again. Skeek was played by Seth Morris. Check out both of Seth's very funny podcasts, College Town and Full Throttle with Bob Duca. Both available at Comedy Bang Bang World. Oh, great, another alternate dimension. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Jackson Vogt, Mike Stiles, Kilner the Teal, Mr. Martini, brief disclaimer, Mr. Martini is only for children age 12 and up, Adam Gregate, Maciel Piero, J. Alexander Killian, Kristen Leanne, Clarkus Maximus, Superman's original secret identity name that never made it out of the first focus group, Gerald S., Brynna Danaher, Kyle Blaze, spokesperson for your local CBD dispensary, and Anna Elizabeth Part. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. We just released a new episode of Behind the Tavern, chatting with Erin Keefe, the voice of Momo the Mouse with human strength. Here's a clip.
I love the sense of just like fun playfulness that you bring to the show and just to your performance in general when I see you or hear you in other things too.
That's really nice. That's lovely.
And Erin... I have nothing to add.
Just to be clear, there will be no questions. We will just tell you things about...
We pepper you with admiration.
That really made me feel really nice. Thank you.
It's a form of waterboarding.
Because I didn't know you particularly well before you came and did this show.
I don't think I had ever met you before you came on, actually.
Adil, you must have made that connection, right?
1997.
Nope.
I was walking the streets of London and I saw a young girl sleeping under a newspaper. I said, this won't do.
I was on that newspaper. I was a star.
And you said, homeless person, get away from that paper.
Get out of here, street urchin. Who's this girl playing the West End?
By the way, that Behind the Tavern episode also includes an alternate ending to the most recent Momo episode. So if you've ever wanted to listen to a sizable chunk of cut content, and who wouldn't flock to something not good enough to drop in the main feed, here's your chance. To hear all that and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.